You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Hello and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi.
Hi, dear.
I've lost my headphones, so I had to go and borrow some other headphones.
They're quite large.
They are quite large, aren't they? I always think headphones sort of look like an Alice band.
You should wear an Alice band.
Do you think, actually, that might be quite...
Sort of like Fergie in the early 90s?
Oh, it's very Fergie, isn't it? Sarah Ferguson, rather than...
Not Alice Ferguson.
Yes.
Never the Twain Shall Meet.
Or Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
But in fairness, you never see the three of them in the same room, do you?
That's true, actually. And I don't know if those two would have worn an Alice band as well. You just don't know.
I suppose at some point, Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas would have worn one, whether it be in her childhood.
Right,
Maybe. There might have just been a moment for an Alice band.
That's true, yes, I suppose. Now you say that. Now, since you put it like that, yeah.
How have you been, Tom? You were up very early this morning, weren't you, darling?
I was up. Well, I've just had a little nap, so I'm sorry if I was a bit groggy when I first...
No, not at all. Did you nap on your bed or on the sofa?
It was a bed nap.
Nice.
Which I think is a bit more of an intense one. Yeah, it's a bit more intense, isn't it? But yeah, I had a nap because I've been doing Chris Evans' breakfast show this morning.
Clang
on Virgin Radio. But we had a guest who I mentioned you on, Suze. I had a guest who I mentioned you to, rather, from Call the Midwife, Jessica...
Rain?
Rain, yeah.
She was sort of the first main character in Call the Midwife.
She was the first, yeah.
What's she plugging?
She's got this really cool kind of horror thing she's doing for... that's on Virgin. No, it's on.
No, you're on Virgin, darling. Are you tired, dear?
God. It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, scary. Yeah. Too scary for me, do you think? Or do you think I might like it?
Spooky. It's spooky. I think spooky. It's set in quite a modern house, which makes it all the more spooky.
No, Tom, I can't bear that.
Yeah. And her child is quite intriguing and like wakes her up.
Not her child in real life, her child in this series.
Indeed, yes.
You're not casting aspersions about.
Indeed, yes. About. She does have a child in real life. Obviously, you would know that being a hardcore fan, probably having the Call the Midwife annual or some such.
I have the calendar.
Oh, really?
I have the calendar Alice wrapped up for me. It's sort of a jokey Christmas present that I now use in a non-jokey way.
Of course. How did she come to leave the series? What was her story?
I think she just got on her bike and never stopped pedalling.
She just pedalled away.
In my mind, she's still pedalling.
She's still pedalling. Cape on. But she's not in it now, though, is she?
No, she was only in it for a couple of years, but she was very much sort of the first
wave.
She was who you assume Vanessa Redgrave's voice was.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, she said when they were making it, they were like, I don't know if this will be a popular thing or not. Of course it's...
I mean, she left very early.
But yeah, she did. She did, yeah. But
did
I think
you
that
say
original...
you've got a dear friend that's a huge fan?
I said, look, my friend Susie loves the show. I make fun of her for it. But
did you tell her you call it Kill the Midwife?
I did.
What did she say about that?
Oh, no, actually, I didn't say that. I just did my impression of Mrs. Turner.
Oh, what did she say about that?
She said, why don't you get her to do you a voicemail?
That would be great, Laura Main.
Laura Main said, Laura would love that. I said, well, she does sort of follow us on social media, but I'm always a bit embarrassed that we are trying to do impressions of her.
I think it's fine. I think she'd love it.
I hope so. Or she'd hate it. She'd really hate it.
Imitation in the form of flattery?
They say that, don't they? I don't know. I'm not sure if our version of that is that flattering. But, Dr. Turner.
You always sound like you've got a hernia or something. Oh, Dr. Turner, please.
Oh, Dr. Turner, there's another typhoid outbreak at the orphanage. That's my sort of gist with it. But
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you. Suze, what's news?
What's news?
Sue's What's News? I love that as a feature.
Oh, there we go. Oh my God, 6 years in, we finally got our first feature.
Finally, a format point. Sue's What's News.
Sue's What's News and me saying to you, what do you think about that, Tom?
Oh, there are two format points. Those are the two format points. Finally, we can brand this.
Hashtag formats. Hashtag format points. What's news? Listen, I've just been touring.
No, just about it. You've been to some exciting places.
Indeed, I went to Farnham.
Farnham Maltings?
The Maltings. I had such a fun gig.
Oh, how lovely. It's nice.
You know one of those ones where you feel really sort of loose and all over the place, but in a fun way?
Oh, yes. Not morally.
Not morally. No, not morally loose. If anything, morally sort of quite conservative.
Quite uptight, yeah. Oh, that's great.
That was fun. Lovely audience. Oh, they were such fun.
Oh, I bet they loved you.
And yeah, it was great. And then I went to Nottingham as well.
Oh, I love Nottingham.
I went potting yesterday, Tom. I'm a potter now. You must remember this.
Well, this was my next question because we saw it on your social media. We're really excited. You mentioned it last week. Did you make an ashtray? What was it?
I made a small bowl. I also made a mug and I made a plate.
A complete set. Wow, that's brilliant, isn't it?
Isn't it, Tom? Isn't it brilliant?
Did you use the potter?
You haven't seen it yet.
Doesn't matter. Did you put it on the potter's wheel?
So we did. I did an hour and a half on the potter's wheel and then an hour and a half doing sort of hand modelling. Modelling with the clay with your hands.
Not doing like a series of ring adverts for a catalogue.
No, and I don't think I've got the hands for it, actually.
Don't say that. You've got lovely hands.
I think my hands are fine, but I would say they're unremarkable as a pair of hands.
You don't know what people are saying behind your back.
Well, no. I mean, I can do some very sort of good fossy clicks.
Well, people do need that sort of thing, actually.
Well, Bob Fosse, presumably.
Yes, for example. Never got on with that series, actually. Thought I'd love that series. But
didn't you? Fosse Verdon. I loved it.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't get... Not that I didn't get on with it, but I just never finished it, you know?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was great. Do you think lots of other podcasts talk about Fosse Verdon?
I don't think so, Susie. I don't think they've ever mentioned it on that parenting one.
Or that food one.
That food one. I think those guys seldom even acknowledge... 1960s,
the work of Bob Fosse.
1960s and 70s popular choreography, yeah.
Shocking, really, isn't it, when you think about it?
What are they talking about? I can't think.
I can't even imagine. Tom, it's very hard. That's what I'll tell you.
Pottery is.
Yes, Tom. I tell you what's very hard, centering your clay.
Well, now, what does that mean? Keeping it in the middle.
Right, okay, so you get a bit of clay. It comes in like a circle, and then what you've got to do is you've got to wake up the clay.
Oh, how do you do that?
By cupping it. Like you might a pair of balls, that sort of
thing. Yes, yeah.
I imagine.
One imagines. Yeah, just to wake them up. I mean,
obviously, I've done so little of patting balls, but you know, this sort of thing. Then once
patting
it's
balls
awake,
would be a good drag queen. Yeah.
Patty balls.
Patting balls,
Patting balls, yeah. That is nice.
Yeah, yeah.
What, patting balls?
That's nice, yeah, nice, sure. Yeah.
So... Lovely. Once you've woken it up a bit, get it into a spherical shape.
Okay.
Then you slam it down on your potter's wheel.
Oh, no. Will that work? Yeah.
With all the aggression of a thousand suns.
Oh, wow. Onto your wheel.
Onto your wheel. Down she goes.
Oh, gosh. Zeus, be careful with that table.
You try and get it in the middle.
Mm.
Then you turn on your foot pedal. And let me tell you, she goes fast.
Oh, really?
She's fast.
She's not missing.
Then you've got to cuff it with your left hand.
Okay.
With some water in it and try and get it right in the middle.
Oh, I would find that hard, I think, because it moves, doesn't it, so much?
Well, you do, and so you've got to sort of lock your arm in by hooking your elbow against your leg.
Oh.
And Tom, if you're like me, I mean, once upon a time I was strong, but as you know, since I've aged, I've become so weak.
Oh, withered, yes.
Withered. And so I had to use both hands to try and centre it.
Oh,
and then you have to sort of karate chop it down so it goes sort of flat. And then you've got to let it come up again. And then you push it down. You've got to make sort of a cone. That's the bit where it looks very phallic that, of course, me and Mum found unbelievably amusing.
Of course.
We couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, that's lovely that your mum went.
Yeah, we had a really nice time.
Oh, I bet.
You have to dig a couple of fingers into it, pull it out, then try and pull the walls up. It's all very hard.
Oh, yeah.
But it was enormous fun. And it was at the Kiln Room in Peckham. If people are looking for somewhere to go in London, it was very, very good. And there was a lovely guy called Sean, who was our sort of teacher, who was lovely. And it was great.
What were the other people like on the course? That's what I'm interested
about. Oh, let me tell you, not really chatty Cathy's. I tried to drum up conversation.
Oh, what a shame. Oh, I thought it would be a lovely sociable thing.
There was a couple of people that were chatty, but I tried to make chat with some others who were less keen.
Oh, that's a shame. What were they, just a bit in their own, just in their own head?
Well, you know, sometimes when people are potting, they go into their own mind and they don't want to be interviewed by me. Hello.
Some people need to
tell me about themselves.
They need to get over themselves, Suze.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
Get over yourself. I hope that they regret it now, because they could have had a lovely friend.
Well, no, I'm sure they're lovely people. But some people are quite quiet, aren't they? Not everyone's as chatty as us.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
You've got to remember that.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Did you have a nice chat with the teacher? Were you trying to make them your friend? That's what I would have done.
Of course. He worked in theatre and then became a potter, so of course.
Oh, so much to talk about. What did he do in theatre?
I bet he'd be able to chat about the work of Bob Fosse.
Oh, I bet he'd love that. What sort of theatre was it? Was it musicals or was it the boring stuff?
I think it was just the boards.
Oh.
And I would say I imagine he was sort of a theatre maker. I would imagine that would be his area.
Oh, I completely understand.
But that's just a guess. He was American or Canadian. I didn't ask, so I'm not making assumptions.
But you think he made theatre? Okay.
I think he was a theatre maker.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, I would like to see something he would do, especially if it involved pottery.
Well, of course, that would be sort of where two great stories meet, wouldn't it?
Or maybe if he did it on the potter's wheel, spinning around.
Oh, storytelling whilst making pots.
Oh, I bet you'd confess.
That would get 7 stars in Edinburgh.
Oh, I bet. You'd confess a lot of secrets, I think, while you were concentrating on centering the wheel.
Yes,
centering the clay, rather.
All those things.
Susie, just for the listener, you've popped on a little neck pillow. What's going on with that?
This isn't a neck pillow, Tom, but thank you so much for noticing. What it is it's one of those... It's like a
rain stick.
Bag.
Oh, I thought it was a rain stick.
It's a rain stick. Didn't you know I've gone back to primary school? It's a wheat bag.
Yes.
It smells like lavender.
Oh.
And it's for the back, the neck, not the pussy or the crack.
Just the back and the neck. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure they do another one for that.
Well, I'm sure, but of course that would be sort of thing. I'm very uptight.
So you're very uptight. Have you got a bit of a sore neck, or is there just a draft?
Oh, the back. I went to osteo this morning, so I'm
Of course, Suze, osteo.
Of course, I've been at the osteo. She's still very good. Tom, tell us about your week. What have you been doing, dear?
Been on tour last week. Richmond in Yorkshire, not Richmond in
London. Lovely little theatre.
Beautiful theatre there, Suze. Beautiful. So lovely. If you've not been and you're in the area around there, do pop in. It's lovely. Georgian theatre. Lovely atmosphere. Did it without a microphone, actually. It felt so intimate. Did take a bit of a toll on the voice, of course, on the voce. But, and then, of course, we got the train back from York on Saturday morning. Suze, I don't know how to tell the listeners, but there are some badly behaved children in the world.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry. What happened?
On this train carriage, just like running up and down the aisles.
Oh, a bunch of pricks.
I mean, they were probably...
Primary or secondary?
Primary school age.
Oh.
So I've got no truck with it. No truck, is that the expression? Or no time. It was just so...
Lorry?
Like,
no lorry
I've
with
got
it?
No lorries. I haven't
no,
got...
No transit van.
I've got no articulated lorries. They were running up and down the aisles of the length of the carriage, making a lot of noise. And then the fully grown man next to me started playing TikTok videos out loud on his phone.
And then started
playing a computer game. There was like a helicopter and a machine gun next to me. I was like, what is this?
And Tom, I hope you don't mind me asking, was this happening in first class?
Well, Susie, I don't like to talk about these things. But yes, it did. And that made it doubly...
expensive.
It made an expensive irritation, yeah. Somebody I know said I would have spoken to the guard.
I would have spoken to the guard.
Really?
I would have said, can I sit in your little seat?
Oh, that's
good.
You know,
we can close the door.
Well, I just wanted to, like, I think we all just wanted, doesn't matter where you're sitting, really, but you just want to have, like, a nice, quiet time on the train, look out the window, reflect on life.
You know how I love train travel.
Well, this is the thing. And I didn't know what to do. I was just so, like, incensed by it.
Oh, I don't blame you. Oh, that would have made me very cross. And the adult, especially. Someone playing TikTok videos or a video game.
Oh, out loud.
I think is absolutely... Can you hear that?
Yeah, what is it? A helicopter?
I think it might be, yeah.
Oh, Suze, coming to pick you up. You've changed.
Yeah, that's the thing. I simply won't go on trains anymore.
That's, I don't blame you.
But an adult playing computer games without headphones, get fucked.
I mean...
It's my honest opinion, get fucked.
If I'd been in a slightly more kind of... Because I was a bit tired as well, because we'd had to leave early. Leave early, but... You know, if I'd had a bit more sort of beans about me, then I probably would have been like, excuse me, do you think you could turn that down? But I wasn't in that mood.
You're tired.
I was just tired. I was fatigué. Yeah.
Tom, very exciting. You're doing some live shows with your book.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah, going to do some live talks about the book.
Lovely.
Which I'm looking forward to, actually, very
Look
much.
Look at you now. Oh, a novelist.
Oh, I know. Right.
The British David Sturris. You heard it here first.
Wow. That's very, very nice of you to say, Suze. Well, no, I don't know. I don't know about all that. But I am, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what to do for the book launch. I was thinking about having a do. Sorry to scratch my ear. I was thinking about having a do. But then it's a bit soon. So actually, maybe it just pays.
When is it?
The 10th of Nov.
10th of Nov, Tom, that's so soon.
So I was thinking about just maybe having a few drinks around here. Would you come?
Oh, yeah, do
you think
that.
You'd come?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I should say so.
I should go. Maybe just, you know, pop some party, some picky bits in the oven. Just have a drink around
that'd
here.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice,
that'd
wouldn't
be
it?
Nice.
Just a market, you know?
I feel like you ought to market.
But yeah, I'm doing the book tour of things, which will be really fun, I think, because I did that one with Graham Norton last week.
Okay, so now we can talk about this. Graham Norton, is he lovely?
Oh, lovely, Suze. Such
a
nice
really
man.
Like
exactly
him.
Like he seems.
Yeah, I mean, I was at a gig years ago. Were you at that gig with me? Was that when Christopher Biggins asked if we were married? And he was there.
Is the time. Yes, that's right. In the, yeah, what, where was it in Cafe de Paris? Yeah, you were doing that
Cafe
gig.
Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was so sweet and nice
he
to me afterwards.
He came over, didn't he, and said hello. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. And so he struck me then as being utterly charming and delightful. But when you said you were interviewing him, I thought, I bet he's great.
He was actually, yeah.
Was he a real laugh as well?
Yeah, we had just had a bit of a giggle, really.
That's and awesome. And Tom, did you have a drink afterwards?
We just had, well... We had a glass of wine on stage.
Oh, so nice.
And yeah, we just sort of had a bit of a laugh and took the piss out of each other a bit. And we did talk about the book.
That's nice.
But they were getting their book for the first time at the event, so they hadn't read the book. So we could only talk quite loosely about the book, really.
Oh, that's nice. What, did they buy a ticket? And get the book
included.
Well.
That's how they tend to work. That's how my ones are working.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's a nice thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Although I did tweet about it the other day to tell people about it, and instead of putting up the address, I put up my email address, which was a little bit unfortunate. So
do people have your email now, Tom?
So some people did get my email, but I've got to forward that. I've got to respond to that. That's one of my jobs this afternoon, basically.
Sure.
You know.
Have you received any unsolicited emails?
Well, they're not really unsolicited, are they, if I actually put up my email address?
Have you received any solicited emails?
Yes, yeah. So I've got to respond to those. Well, I've got a lot to do, I feel, but, you know...
Oh, Tom, my mum's got so much on.
My mum's going to Toby Carvery later, and I might go there.
Oh, yeah, I'd do that. That's probably the best thing to do.
Yeah, I might just do that, Can I tell you about an Instagram account I'm obsessed with?
Oh my God, please.
Called the greedy peasant.
No, tell me everything. I don't know.
It's this guy who's sort of got this voice. He talks like this all the time. I think he lives in New York. He's obsessed with like medievalness. Dresses like as a medieval peasant. And then just like tells people a fact about medieval life. It's so funny in that sort of New York voice. Or he's like, this is medieval New York. You can see examples of medieval New York all around you. If you go to this building, if you go to a cemetery, you look around, there's lots of examples of Gothic medieval New York. This is medieval New York. This is not medieval New York. This is my favorite coffee stop. Like, it's just, I don't know why it's so funny, but anyway, I recommend it to all the listeners.
Oh, well, I love it. We always love to give out recommendations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I like something as quirky as that. Sorry, yes.
Oh, absolutely. We love the quirk here.
We love the quirk.
Pauline Quirk, and indeed, quirky things.
Quirky things.
Dear Susie and Tom, long-time listener, first-time correspondent.
Hello.
This may be a long email. I apologise in advance.
No need.
As I type this, the UK has plunged into yet another political turmoil. Still being in my early 20s, I think I've had enough of this once-in-a-generation crises, quite frankly. That is why content such as yours is so incredibly uplifting. Your wit and humour never fails to brighten up my day. Mm. I'm currently going through a lot of changes in my life, from finishing my master's degree in physics. Wow. Is that a clang?
I would say yes. Like a master's in something like really useful.
Yeah, I was clanging the atoms hitting each other in physics.
Oh, Suze, that's great.
Is that good?
Yeah.
See, she is clever.
That is really clever, Suze. You should do the masters.
Thank you, Tom. I'm going to write to them today. To breaking up with my boyfriend of 3 years, very much not a clang.
Oh.
To starting a new job and just trying to figure out where on earth to go from here with my life. I booked a month stay in Edinburgh next year as a massive change of scenery I think is much needed.
What a good idea.
And I wondered if you had any advice on how to make the most of a long stay in a new city and how to deal with lots of changes when change isn't really your thing. Now, Tom, I might not have any piano teachers in or around London, but from one piano playing gay to another, I cannot recommend YouTubers such as Adam Neely. I'll send this to you so you've got it as well.
Oh,
Chris
like
Cornell, Amy Nolte, and David Bruce enough. They are incredible teachers of music theory, and the first three are jazz musicians as well. So I hope that helps.
Oh, that's very kind. Very thoughtful.
Kind.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Much appreciated.
My favourite childhood TV show was Sarah Jane's Adventures. And looking back on it now, I feel like my obsession with the character Clyde was probably a massive crush and thus a sign of my gayness.
Yes.
I have a couple of ideas for a correspondence for this week's episode about names that could be things. Jay Hunter, as in someone that likes to stalk the Jaybirds. And my favourite thing, a policeman being called Rob Banks.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Yeah, that's good.
I feel like I'm rambling, so I'll probably stop myself from going on too long. I'd just like to say I'm very much looking forward to seeing Tom in Bury St. Edmunds in March, and I hope to catch Susie live soon too.
Bury St. Edmunds, not like
a poacher or something. To catch me. Forever like my dear friend Josh. Bye.
Josh, really enjoyed that.
Josh, lovely correspondence.
Lovely correspondence. Josh, you mustn't worry about things. I know we get uptight. I always think with the stressful things happening in the world, not to become maudlin or anything, but that's sometimes I miss my dad, because I know my dad. One of the times I miss my dad, because I go, he would have been like, no, don't worry about it. You should have seen, in the 70s, we were all worried about this. We had inflation at this rate. Oh, we had interest rates were at that rate. We got through it. You know, we had the 3-day week. Or you'd be like, in the 50s, oh, you should have seen, everybody thought we were going to have an atom bomb. You know, all of those
things.
And
then before that, it was the war.
We all. So I think, you know, those, it's important sometimes to go, okay, there's a lot of, like, you know,
a lot of noise.
There's a lot of, I know it's very difficult to process, but that's what I've been sort of finding myself saying. So if that's helpful, have that.
I think that's very helpful. And Tom, do you have any advice on going to a long stay in a new city?
Oh, well, I'm not very experienced in this, but of course you are the ultimate one to answer that, Suze, because you came up from just Portsmouth. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
I would say, don't be afraid of having chit-chat with people and how you make friends.
Oh, that's very true. Well, but don't go to a pottery class for that.
Well, no. Oh, talking of this, you know our friend Will Duggan?
Yes.
He's a comic who's supporting me on tour at the moment. He's absolutely brilliant.
Lovely.
And he also
Will.
Works in a coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, get this for a clang. He's been chatting to someone who comes into his coffee shop a lot, and they're quite sort of pally, and they chat to each other, you know, in that sort of way that you might with someone that you see every day. and his name's Jimmy. And he said to him, Jimmy, what do you do for a living? Because, you know, you're around a lot and, you know, what's your job? And he said, well, Will, I'm Jimmy Somerville.
Oh! Oh, Will.
From Bronski B and, what's the one that he was in with Reverend Rich Coles? The Commodores.
The Commodores. How funny that he, for a living, he's Jimmy Somerville.
Yeah, I know, that's what I thought. But Will said he's so nice, which I was delighted to. Oh, and well, I assumed.
That's the sort of thing that happens only in Brighton as well, I think, isn't
it?
Well,
that's the thing, Josh. Maybe next time, rather than Edinburgh, you should have a little longer in Brighton.
Oh, that would be a fun place to move to. But I think as well, Edinburgh...
But I think Edinburgh's great.
I think, assuming it's outside of the festival, it's quite a different... place vibe. To how we've experienced it in the festival, which is quite sort of busy and frantic. But I think for the 11 months of the year when the festival's not there, it's a really nice sized city and lovely people and and lovely. I think people are very friendly there, so you'll get nice chats and stuff.
And I think embrace your sort of stay there. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes you can leave somewhere and be like, oh, I should have thrown myself into things more. So if you're only going for a month,
do some classes.
Throw yourself into things. Throw yourself into pottery.
Throw yourself into yoga. Yoga, good idea.
Throw yourself into downward dog.
Throw yourself into a downward dog immediately. And as well, there's quite a lot of gays there. So I think you'll have quite a, you know, friendly gay scene. If you want to go to CC Bloomer, or I feel like all my Edinburgh friends who are gays, I don't tell them to go to CC Bloomer. They don't love CC Bloomer in the way that you and I do, Suze.
Well, of course, we did see someone getting a BJ there.
Oh, so. Yeah, we did, didn't we? That was a lovely evening.
It was a great time out.
A lovely, lovely time out for everybody. it was, but yeah, I think that'll be great. Oh, I love the idea of moving to, I think Edinburgh, actually, although I do really like Brighton, I think Edinburgh will be the making of Josh.
Oh, I think you might be right, Tom, while I'm saying it.
I think he's going to love it. I think he's going to move into a nice flat or place to stay. And he's going to have nice neighbours, nice people around. Maybe, I imagine a nice lady next door who possibly has nice pots on her doorstep. And he comes up to water them and he says hello to her every day and they become great friends. That's what I think.
Are you writing a sitcom, Tom?
In my mind,
right,
yes.
In your head.
In my head, yeah.
Let's have one more before we go.
But I like that message from Josh.
I like that message a lot from Josh. Thank you, dear. And if you want to get in touch, you can. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com. Hello, Susie and Tom. Like-minded friend, long-time listener. My name is Tyler. You can use my name. Me and my partner, Sam, listen to your pod every day.
Oh.
Separately on our way to work and always discuss it when we get home that evening.
Oh.
We're very much looking forward to seeing Susie at the end of the month and in East Grinstead and Tom next year at the Hawth in Crawley.
Oh.
We've been fans from the start. I introduced him to you guys when we met and we've been obsessed ever since.
Oh,
I've spoken to you both on many occasions and hopefully we can see you after your comedy nights, respectively, on the night. You have been such a light in my tunnel of darkness over the past 18 months or so with the loss of my dad and my nan this year.
Oh, no.
It hasn't been easy, but having you guys every week to listen to and watch is such a blessing. I don't think either of you will ever know how much you help people like me in dark places.
That's so lovely of them
to say. It's very moving. It's lovely to hear about your lives and to find out that Tom has someone and that you have a bubba. We cannot wait for Tom's new book. It's been pre-ordered since the day it came out for release.
Oh, bless.
Thank you so much. And please continue doing what you're doing. Going to be listening to Out on my way home this evening as I've just seen that pop up. P.S. Pumpkins.
Oh.
You can make a soup, a quiche, or a tart.
Yes.
Take the innards out.
Yes.
Then the offcuts can make into any of the above. It's delicious. Good luck and can't wait to see you. Okay, bye. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Tyler.
Oh, Tyler, we love that message.
Tyler.
Thank you. I'm sorry you've had a hard time and been going through all of those things, but... Oh, God love you. God love you. To
people that Let me tell you, Tyler, you've
my
brightened
nan would
up.
Say.
Tyler, you have brightened up my day.
Oh, yes, that's absolutely true. Tyler has, yeah. Thank you for getting in touch. It really means so much.
It really does.
We're glad
and
we've cheered you up.
And thank you for the tips about the pumpkin.
Well, you know, I've got my autumnal cascade at the moment.
Well, of course. Of course, Tom. How's that all going?
Mum says it looks less like a bin now. I've also put an autumnal bush at the top of the steps. To
I've got those.
Have you, dear? Keep
I'm
the chill
being
off.
Facetious.
I think it's coming together, but I haven't done any engraving on the pumpkins or gourds. So I don't know. I suppose that's the next stage, isn't it?
I think it would be. I think you ought to be honest.
I like getting in the mood for it, for Halloween, though.
Are you doing anything? Are you going to a party or anything?
Well, might go to a party. But it's very difficult to know what to dress as, isn't it?
Well, of course, yes.
I was saying, well, Alf had a list, and then I said, what about someone like Holly and Phil? Is that a fun duo to go as?
No, that's very funny.
Or, do you know what I mean? Like something clever and quirky like that. It's so hard. That's one of the hardest things about being gay, I would say, is the pressure to deliver when it comes to fancy dress.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. I do think you're right. But I know that you can do it. And, like, you know, we look forward to hearing next week what you've done.
Maybe Anne Boleyn.
That's nice.
One of the old queens, yeah.
One of the old queens.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Queen Victoria.
You could go as a couple of queens.
Couple of queens like that. That would be fun.
You can go as yourself and he can go as a queen.
There we go. Lovely. That's perfect then, isn't it? That's perfect. it's a tough one, isn't it? It's one of those ones when you don't need to think of one, you don't.
You can think of loads.
Yeah, that's the cruel thing. But are you going to do anything?
I don't think so.
Dress up the baby.
Probably, yeah. We'll do a bit of that. That's fun, isn't it?
That's always fun. Didn't you do the Addams Family?
I think that's what we're thinking of doing if we go to a party. I don't know if we've been invited to one. We need to make friends in Brighton. That's the thing, Tom.
Oh, Susie, once you even step out of the door in Brighton, you know you're going to be
invited to a Halloween party.
You're going
to
be, yeah, absolutely awash with them.
Well, this has been lovely.
Well, this has been so nice, hasn't it?
And thank you to Tyler and Josh for those lovely messages.
Oh, we enjoyed that so much.
We did. And
it's been lovely to catch up with everybody.
And we'll see you next week, won't we, Tom?
We will see you next week. We can't wait. And you guys just all look after each other. Don't worry about anything. You can only control what you can control. You can't be like the Stoics. Look up about Stoicism. That's what I try to do because I find that they're very calming. There you go.
Okay. Who are the Stoics?
Like sort of ancient Rome, I think, or Greece. Sort
and that's where the word Stoic comes from.
Yeah, it's all like you can't, there's no point worrying about things that are outside of your control. Also, like the most pain comes from the things we imagine in our mind, not the reality of things. It's very, you like them actually. It's very sort of practical, very calming. Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm going to look up about the Stoics.
Give yourself a treat.
And you go and have a Toby Carvery.
Yes, I'm a bit hungry though, so I might have some toast now.
With honey? That's what I had this morning.
Oh, that's a nice thing to have.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I've been putting jam on it.
Do you have honey?
Yes, honey? Yeah, I do have honey.
I would highly recommend some honey.
Okay, maybe I'll give that a whirl.
So easily convinced.
I know. That's me all over, isn't it? That's me all over.
If you want to get in touch, please do. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com. And we'll be back with you next week.
Back with you next week, loves. Okay. Have a great one. Okay, bye. Bye, 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 b